Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The Bible verse fused to 9/11 rubble exposes an important message written by Mel Johnson, read by Justin Hugie. God often sends signs in times of tragedy. We just have to look for them. Responders weren't necessarily looking for a sign from God as they sifted through the destruction following the horrific terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. But that's just what they uncovered in a chunk of rubble from the Twin Towers found with a Bible verse fused to it. And the powerful message it contained is just as important today as it was then. While the attack on September 11 tumbled the World Trade Center in a day, it took months to clean up the destruction left behind. In March of 2002, a cleanup crew was sifting through the last remnants of the South Tower, and it was there that a firefighter uncovered a very special piece of debris. He'd found a Bible verse fused to a chunk of rubble. In shock, he called out to Joel Meyerowitz, who was nearby. Joel is a photographer who wrote the book Aftermath, World Trade Center Archive. This shredded, burned, and rubble-covered Bible came to me from the loving hands of a fireman who knew that I was the record keeper of Ground Zero, Joel said. The page was from the Gospel of Matthew, in which Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount and specifically addressed retaliation. And considering the pain and anger we were all feeling after the 9/11 attacks, the words from that speech are particularly meaningful. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Matthew 5:38-39. It's natural during times of attack to want to lash out, to fight back and get revenge. It's something we were all feeling after that terrible day. But God warns us not to repay evil with evil, but to leave vengeance to him. He calls us to move forward in love and forgiveness. My astonishment at seeing the page that the Bible was open to made me realize that the Bible's message survives throughout time, and in every era, we interpret its teachings freshly as the occasion demands. Joel went on to donate the fragment to the National September 11 Memorial Museum, where it continues to inspire today. What an incredible find and a powerful message straight from our loving God, who was, is, and ever shall be. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad.
To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.